call me out near Adama, like should Hashem gather together and destroy everything that's above the ground, Yom Hashem, Osaf Odim shall destroy men, Ubehema Osaf Oif Shemayim, the Gir Hayom, via Mechsholosas Rishoyim, shall destroy everything that causes the Rishoyim to do bad. I don't do that. Hashem does not destroy his world. Just because the Goyim use these things to have the Mechshol, a trap, that they fall into worship of Avodah Zarah because of the sun and the moon, Yoivdim and Oilam, should I destroy the sun, the moon? Hashem doesn't do this. For Haloi, sometimes, Liyadim hein Oivdim, they even worship people also sometimes, the Goyim. Yisal ve'echrati yisodim me'apneihu adama, should I wipe out all the people that's on top of the earth? But Hashem does not do this. That's the klal that Oilam kiminik noyik. The world goes along the way it goes along. And the Rishonim that do wicked things, Hashem will destroy them later on. Now, Shoil Agrippus Sar Tzavo, Agrippus, the head general of the army, Esrom Gamliel, he asked Rabbi Gamliel another question. Sid B'Saraskim, it says in your Torah, Ki Hashem Elokech Eish Eichlahu, Elkano, that Kodesh Baruch is like fiery, he's jealous against other Avodah Zarah, whoever worship Avodah Zarah. He's very jealous. So the question is, Klum Miskanya L'Chochem L'Chochman, who's jealous once again, one again another? A Chochem is jealous upon another Chochem. V'gibor v'gibor, if you're strong, and somebody else wants to say he's stronger than you, so you become jealous of him. Or the Osher v'Osher, you're only jealous of somebody else that's rich, he claims to be richer than you, you're jealous of him. But are you jealous of somebody that's nothing? So in other words, how come Hashem is jealous upon Avodah Zarah? Like Avodah Zarah said before, it's nothing. It's like a dog, it's a mace. So why does Hashem get jealous? Omar Lois, he said, listen, I'll give you an example. Omar Lois, so Gamliel said back to him, Em Shulukha Moshul Lamaha Dabadoyma. Let me give you an example to what's going on here. Li Odom Shenoise Isha Alishtoi. Let's say a man marries a second wife. He has his first wife. And then, of course, he keeps her, but he marries a second wife. So now the first wife, it depends. Chashuva mimeno ein miskanabo. If the second wife is more choshuv, better than the first wife, she's not jealous. Maybe she could understand why the husband took a second wife. But chusim mimeno, if the second wife is pochus, less, not so nice, less, worse than the first wife, miskanabo, like then for sure she's jealous. So the kids is not so much jealous, but it's like angry. Like, what do you do? You're wasting your time. What do you do? You took somebody that's worse than me. She's uglier than me. She's weaker than me. What do you take her for? So that's why he gets angry. Sirus Hashem also gets angry, like, how come Klai Yisrael, or even the Goyim, how come they leave over Hashem? They don't worship Hashem, but instead they think in Avodah Zarah. That's chusim imenu. That's nothing. That's why Hashem is so angry. Omalei Zoinim Rabbi Kiva. Zoinim Rashi says that was a Jew. Yisrael, he was a Jew. Says, person Zoinim, ask Rabbi Kiva. Listen, Libi v'libcha, my heart and your heart, means really the truth we both know. Yodeya v'yavoydes kichovim, less bo mashosha. We really know that these idols are mamash eitz v'yevim, they're nothing, shukateim. They're nothing, they have no power, they're just statues, they can't do anything. If so, I have a question. How come we see that Gavri the Azli ki mispri, people go to the Avodah Zarah when they're broken, they're sick, they have problems. Rashi says that the misbari means psochim, holchim, people that are lame, that have broken feet, they go to Avodah Zarah, shenispaku ehureyim, their limbs came out of place, machmas chulim, they were sick, because of their sickness, the limbs come out of place. And when they come out, all the limbs are back in place, they're walking fine. How come? How could it be? We both know that the Avodah Zarah has no power to it. So how come people go in there sick and they come out well? What's going on here? Who that proves that there does have some power, the Avodah Zarah? The Yosel Kimitzmadi, they come out all well, all put together again. So my time, what's the reason? So my lawyer, Rabbi Gamliel, answered back and said, let me give you an example to what this is like. It's like a person that's trustworthy. A person of Nemon. Shoyibir was in the city. And he was a rich person. And the Cholvin Eroi Hoyamafki de Metzloi. He was rich. But everybody used to come and give him a pikodin. when they left town, they let him watch their objects. He was a trustworthy person. They gave him the pikud, and they gave him the things to watch. And shalai b'edim, they trusted him so much, they didn't even give him, they didn't have edim that they gave it to him to watch. One person came, and one person didn't trust him so much. Whenever he gave it to Kodin, he always made sure to give it in front of two Edim, as he didn't trust this person so much. It happened once, this one person that had never trusted him, all of a sudden he was in a rush, or maybe he forgot once, and he gave him to Kodin, he said, please watch my hat, without Edim. So now, Omula Ishtoi, the Odom Neman's wife, said to him, listen, this person does not trust you, he's a chutzpahdik to you, so be not nice back to him. This time now when he comes back and asks for his hat, say I never took it. Say La Dam, you never gave it to me. Be kaifa, deny it. Oh my law. So the Odom Neman said back to his wife, just because this fool does not act nice to me, doesn't trust me, onu neveres umnusenu, should I lose my umnus, my umnus, that I'm an Adam Nemon, that I'm trustworthy, should I lose it now and give up? No, I'm not going to give up my Nemonus. So it's like this. Av kach, the same thing happens by Yisurim. So whenever a person gets sick, whenever Yisurim pain comes upon a person, it's like this. That b'shor shemishagru noison al Adam, at the time when Hashem sends down these Yisurim, the smalat that gives the Yisurim, when he sends it down to a person in this world, al Adam, mashbi noisen, Hashem upstairs first makes this Yisurim sweat him. This malach of Yisurim, the sickness, has to swear to a Kodesh Baruch Hu like this. Mashbi noisoi, shloi telchu, ele b'yoin ploini, should only go into this person on this day. Smamish min hashmayim, exactly, the exact day when you're going to become sick. And also the swearing is, will I take, so you cannot leave this person. He swears when he comes in and when he leaves. Ela only b'yoin pleini, on a certain day, whatever day it is to paskin, or b'shor pleini is the exact minute of the day when he's going to leave, by a day pleini, and according to certain doctor, he'll be the shliach to get rid of the sickness, by a day some pleini, it's not m'shayis to paskin, exactly which medicine is going to heal you, is going to take away this sickness. Now, kivon shegia zmanam lotzeis, when it comes the day that anyway you're supposed to get healed today, because today is the day that he swore originally he's going to leave you today at 5 o'clock. So this guy doesn't know about it, this guy that's sick, and 4 o'clock he decides to go to the Beis Avodah Zarah. He goes to the church today at 4 o'clock and he gets there at 5 o'clock. He's Omru, so Omru now, Yisurim, the Malach of Yisurim says, really, Dinu Shleinetze, really it's not right, I shouldn't leave him now. He's going into the Beis Avodah Zarah. If I leave now, he's going to make a mistake and think that it's the Avodah Zarah that healed him. If so, the Chayzrim v'yayimrim. But upstairs in Shemem, they say to him, no, you can't do this. Just because this fool here, this person that is going to the Beis Avodah Zarah is doing something not nice. Onu nevad shvuhenu. Should we lose our shvua? We swore to Hashem that we cannot, that we have to leave. This is the time, 5 o'clock, today we have to leave. Even though today it's 5 o'clock, he's in the face of Avodah Zarah, what's going to do? That's where we have to leave. Therefore, there's no kasha why sometimes when people go into the base of Avodah Zarah, they get healed. It's not the pshat that Avodah Zarah is healing them. The pshat is he would have been healed anyway. Sometimes doctors say this today. I had my doctor, I went to some chiropractors, so that they all say they can heal you. You go back to the other doctor, they said, nah, that's only baloney, they don't know how to heal. Chiropractors can't do anything. He healed the guy. He said he would have been better anyway. It happened to be that day, he would have been better anyway. So this guy gave him a few bangs. But they tell him he would have been healed anyway. Nothing like this tomorrow. There's a zman exactly when a person is going to be healed. From that time, he went to a chiropractor. That's what they say. Sure, the chiropractor says the opposite way. Some old doctors are this way. He says, him, he got cured. It happened, that way would have been better anyway. See, about Avodah Zarah for sure is this way. That you get healed in the base of Avodah Zarah, the pshat is that you would have been healed anyway. Because this was the time that the shvu is up, that the Yisurim have to leave you. Rashi says, it limbs came out of place close to the sickness, certain fever. When the fever goes away, then the limbs come back in place by itself. See, by itself, that was the time it's supposed to come back. Vihainu b'yom Rav Yezer v'yechnen, says Vihainu b'yom Rav Yechnen. Ma'idach Tziv, what the Pesach say? V'chaloyim loyim v'ne'emonim, that these chaloyim, the sicknesses, are there, they do bad things to you. What v'ne'emonim? They're trustworthy. What does that mean? Royim b'shtichusan, true. Nebuch, the person has to be sick. There's a gzerim in Hashemayim, you have to have Yisurim. You're going to get your Yisurim. But when Amon and Bishwasam, you should know the Yisurim themselves are trustworthy with the Shvua they made, that they first swore to Hashem, they'll leave at a certain time. And when it comes that time, no matter where they are, the Yisurim will leave. O Malay Rova Bar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda, Ho'ika Beis Avarez Kechotan B'Yaskan. Listen, we have a church in our town, Tichi Mitztarach Alma Levitra. When mamish, there's no rain for a long time already, the world is going crazy, we need water, we need rain. So Mischazel Lubachalma, the head galach there, he gets a dream. The Yomalu, and his Yoshka, tells them in the dream, Shochto li gavra, listen, shech to me a man, that's what he tells you. Sacrifice a man to me, v'yaisi mitra, and then I'll make the rain leave. Come down. That's what that Avodah Zarah tells the galach. So the galach listens, as long as it's not him. Shochtu lo gavra, so whoever that man was, he had the guy killed. And v'yosei mitra, and the next day rain came down. What's going on here? You see clearly that they have power to avoid the zara. Omalei, he said like this. Hashta, like now, he have ishchiv. If I would have died already, if I would have been dead, lo yamar l'chorei, I would not be able to tell you. But now that I'm alive, let me tell you. Chomilso diyomer Rav, what Rav said. My dechsid, what the pasuk say? Ashecholak Hashem lakech oisam l'chol amim. That sometimes Hashem makes things smooth to all the nations. Cholak Rashi says means, I will say more, says, Shecholak v'dvorim means, melamed, shechlikun v'dvorim, that Hashem sometimes makes things happen that people should be mistaken. Shechlikun v'dvorim, manichem l'toyis, leaves a Pesach for them to make mistakes. K'dei l'toratim in olam, to get rid of them, they should be destroyed in the world to come, they would deserve Gehenim. What does that mean to say? This is what Rosh Lakha said. What does the Pesach say? In the late Simhu Yalas, if a person wants to be a joker, he'll be a joker. But Ulanovim, Yitain Chain, the person wants to be an honor, humble, him there'll be grace. That means a person that wants to do tumor, a person that's looking to do bad, if he needs excuses to do bad, there'll be plenty of excuses, plenty of reasons why you should do bad. In other words, that avada this avada zari is baloney, it's not because of that why the rain comes, but sometimes Hashem lets them have a sign to make people mistaken. If a person that's looking wants to worship avada zari, you want to, you just need some excuse, so Hashem makes it, there'll be excuses for you to do it. If you're looking to do bad, you'll find reasons why to do bad. But the boil of time, if a person wants to do good, if he's looking to matire himself, then they help you in Hashemayim, and you'll be able to do toif. See, if it's not a kasha where sometimes certain things look, it's bad and it's right, that's also toif. Hashem lets things happen. That's the yisai of bechira. If everything will only go straight, there'll be no bechira. You'll only see Hashem, there'll be no schar v'yainish. Of course, you're doing the right. There has to be a bechira, you have a choice. There's certain things bad and it looks good. You have to be a boichi, you have to know what's right and what's wrong. But that's the klal. If you're looking for the MS, you'll find it. If you're looking to do bad, you'll find plenty of reasons to do bad. But that klal, now we finish Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Now we're going to Hilchas Yayin Nesach. These halachas now about wine. The Mishnah says, Loitzchen gas b'uto min oevi kechovim. You're allowed to buy grapes in the gas, in the vat, b'uto that was pressed grapes in the presser, you're allowed to buy those grapes. And the chiddush is, and the guy is a goy now, min oevi kechovim, from a goy, and the chiddush is not called the yayin nesach yet. Even though the way you're doing the wine press is that after you press the wine of the grapes a little bit, you gather the grapes together again, and you put it down like in a middle apple, and there's another big pile. You put them all together again to press them down a second time. See, even though the grain now came and picked up all the grapes and probably touched all the juice there and picked up all the grapes and put them down in the pile again, still it's mutter to buy it off a guy. There's no way to see Yayin Nesach yet. Our Mishnah least holds, when does the wine have a shame wine? that it would be an Isra of Yain Neser since the guy is touching it, Ad Sheyorad Labor, until it goes down to the bor. In other words, there was a vat first that they put the grapes and they crushed the grapes. So when it's in the vat, it's not called Yain. After it leaves the vat, then in front of the vat there's a ditch. That's where they store the wine. The juice now runs down into the bor. When it comes into the bor, that's called wine. Then if a guy would touch the wine there, that would be Yain Nesach. Now, Yorad Labor, once this wine comes down to the pit, Masha Labor also. If the guy touched the wine now in the bor, the wine in the bor now, that's called wine. That has an Issa Yain Nesach on it. But the Asham Muta, the wine that's still left in the vat, in the wine press, that's not considered wine. That's what our Mishnah holds. Let's see, Rashi says, Gas Buta, Shebiato Vedorcha Vikhozen. A guy was pressing the grapes. So you're allowed to buy these grapes or buy the juice that's there. Shunaitel Anot Minoi picked up the grapes. Mitoch Yain, in the middle of the wine, Badoshim Shogash Kermish, with some type of clue there that they pick up these things. And Vedoshim Tapuach means Asifas Galan Oven. He made another pile, I like to press it down a second time, a pile of grapes. Shetacha sakur underneath the beam, kore tapuach. Here. So now, the ksova tana didan, our tani holds, but heavy yainesach achiyor labor. That's bechlal, not called wine. So if even though the guy is touching it, it doesn't have the yisk of yainesach until the juice goes into the bor, the pit in front of this. Now, one mashab bor also, yim nogaboy. Why does it become us? Only if the guy touches it. Because if the juice would drip down into the bor, and no guy would touch it, it's still be kosher. It's only if the guy now goes and touches the wine in the bor, that becomes the Yain Nesach. That's the Yisoy that Midi Rabbonim is a lock on. Any wine that a guy touches has an Issa of Yain Nesach. Midi Yerais, it's only us if the guy, like, shakes the wine in front of the Avodah Zarah. Or at least shakes it with a das, with intentions of worshipping the Avodah Zarah. That's a shell, does he have to be in front of the Avodah Zarah or not? Shikshik was in the Gemara. If he shakes the wine, the shame of Avodah Zarah, that could be us of Yerais. But once the guy does not shake the wine itself, there's no Issa D'oraisa. If he touches wine, it's only Yosem Midrabonin. But that's the loch, it's Gzeirah. Anytime a guy touches the wine, it becomes Osa. See, here, once the guy touches this wine in the bor, in the ditch, that's called wine, that's Nisi Yain Esach. In other words, because Machrechein bor, Rosh says bor, a vat, a pit, Hoy Oysen Lefnei HaGas, in front of the vat, they would make a pit. Some people have barrels there, the Kabbalah Yayin, and some would line it with lime. And he could use the pit itself to store the wine in it. It doesn't get lost because it's lined with lime. Yehu Borsit. So that's the ratio, the Mishnah, the Chiddush, that wine is not cold when the juice leaves the grapes. But Kozman still mixed up in the same vat with the grapes, it's not called wine, until it goes into the bor by itself. Now the Mishnah says, Dorchim im oivik echazim begas. A Jew is allowed to work for a goy, with the goy, pressing the wine in a goyish gas. So Rashi says, Dorchim im oivik begas. For lawyer mean, first of all, the Chiddush is we do not say, Mishtake bisuria no. You're getting paid with working with Yisur and which would be Yosef. In other words, let's say it would be called Yain Nesach now, so you're not allowed to work with Yain Nesach, because Yain Nesach is Yosef Hano. You can't get pay for working with it. So it would have been Yosef. But again, the Chiddush al Mishnah holds that the Shas, the wine, is in the vat, it's not called wine, it's not Yosef, it's not Yosef Hano. So therefore, you're allowed to work for the girl, you're allowed to take pay. You're not working with Yisur Hano. The Afilu B'shtir, Rashi says, Sovrei Tana D'Shori. Our Tana is, you can even drink this wine, Kol Zaman Shel Yarod Labor. So if it's not called Yisuri Hano yet, it's not called Yain Nesach, you're allowed to work with him and receive pay. Secondly, you Mishum Gurm Tumaleka, will soon see how Mishnah holds, you're not allowed to cause Chulin to become Tomei in Eretz Yisrael, but here you don't have it. Even though the vat is Tomei, and when these grapes come into the vat, they become Tomei, Shem Yishor Shadaruch V'Mavit Chavim, the second the guy started to press the grapes, mat, nitmu, then the grapes became tummy. Like some juice comes out, that juice that comes out is the mach of the grapes, the kabbalah, and they become tummy right away from the vat. So it's like the guy was first mitama all his grapes.
So according to Rashi, the Jew cannot be the first one to press the grapes, because then the Jew would be metama the grapes. But you have to first let the goy start to press the grapes. So the goy is metama all the grapes. Now a Jew can help along, because the Jew is not doing the avera of being metamarit. Are you mishum misayeya to the other avera? Are you helping the goy doing an avera? The Teretz says, leka, there's no problem here. It's not an avera for goy. A goy has no issa not to be metama peris. Only a Jew has this issa. Therefore, we'll soon see if you have a Jew that's choshed to make his grapes petuma, you're not allowed to help him press the grapes. Because by a Jew, you'd be misayeya, you'd be over your avera. But if a goy is doing it, the goy has no issa. So once the goy was metama the grapes already, that the Mishnah says, dorchim and morvik is over bagas. A Jew now is allowed to come and help, even for pay, to get money, to help the goy press his grapes.
Why am I making more?
Now the Mishnah says to the Vishnu, Avoloi boits from Inoi. But a Jew is not allowed to work with the goy when he cuts off the grapes off the vine.